Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need to know the rules of something.
Okay. And you're coming to the rule experts in this room?
I think that you guys might have opinion. Well, you have opinions on everything.
Yeah.
But I was invited once again to an out of country destination wedding. I have been invited and not attended to previously. One was a great friend and I was so poor. I just couldn't go. And another was kind of on principle. I don't really believe in destination weddings out of the country.
Why?
Everyone says, oh my gosh, it's so much cheaper to just rent this place in like this huge home in Mexico and get married there, or rent this place in Italy and it's so cheap. It's probably the same amount because then your guests are spending $1,000 to try and come.
You're saying they just shove the cost to the attendees,
yes,
as opposed to
you
them
as
paying.
The bride and groom get to go. It's so much cheaper. But your guests are all going, am I going to make this work? Here's my question.
I never thought about that. I don't know if I've ever gone to a destination
wedding. I've never been invited to a destination wedding.
I don't recommend it because you feel awkward. You have to call them and be like, I'm so sorry. I can't afford this. I can't take this time off work. Mm. And also, deep down, you're going, this is selfish. Weddings in general are selfish. That is no doubt. That is no doubt. I can say that.
I'm glad you're able to say that out loud.
But asking someone to travel a 2-hour flight, reasonably priced, and a 14-hour flight are two very different things.
But the other thing is, in their head, they're like, but you, come to my wedding in Italy. You get a vacation. And it's like, no, I don't. One, I don't want to go to Italy.
Right.
Or maybe I do, maybe I don't. But I don't get to just go explore Rome. I have to be at your resort.
Right.
Or and you've got a welcome party. And you've got a rehearsal party.
And what if I wanted to go to Scotland in the fall?
Right.
But now I can't do that because I'm going to Italy in the spring.
It is a terribly selfish thing to do.
It is. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I have proclaimed this for years. And I feel like I get pushback on it.
Yeah. I wouldn't even travel to Estes, honestly. That's pretty far.
Oh, no.
That's not funny, Heck.
Are you not going to my
wedding? Do you have a hotel room yet?
No, I don't.
For her wedding?
I don't
no,
know
I
if
don't.
He would stay.
Will
I feel
you
like you guys would drive back.
I don't know. No, I feel like, yeah, we'd stay.
Oh,
we'd stay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in. All we're
right.
in, baby. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I have.
I am going. That was.
I have a room.
Oh.
You want to share a hotel room with Hack and his wife?
Yeah. No, not his wife. His wife figured it out. Anyway, what's your question?
Anyway, my question was, then on top of the destination wedding of it all.
Oh, don't you dare.
Are you supposed to give a gift?
No effing way. I don't know the etiquette.
So when people have a registry and they're also saying, but could you fly to Italy?
Hold on. They really do have a registry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to, like.
Yeah. And are you supposed to travel with the gift? And then do they have to, like, travel back with all the gifts?
Hey, Hack, have you ever bought a gift through a registry before?
Yeah.
It goes to their home.
You can just ship it directly to them now.
Oh, I've never done it that way.
Yeah. No, you show up to the wedding with the gift.
Yes.
The table there.
Sorry. What?
Yes. Yeah. What are you talking about?
And I've been to at least 20 something weddings. I have never in my life walked into a wedding with a gift.
Yeah. If anything,
a card. You just
ship
it to them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And even if it's like a honey fund gift. Through the website, baby.
Yeah. I love buying the KitchenAid mixer because it almost breaks the table when you put it on the, because it's like, ka-dunk.
You're
it's
welcome
huge.
To buy me that, but I don't really want to transport it back.
Well, then you're not getting it. By the way, you have a destination wedding. Estes Park, as Hack has said, is a destination. Do we have to spring for a hotel?
Yeah.
Then you're not getting a gift from us. I'm sorry.
And I got to lug a toaster all the way up there.
That's not going to happen.
Wait, you don't think that people getting married in the States deserve a gift? So we're basically just saying no gifts for weddings ever again.
Correct.
That's
But if the wedding
has spent so much money.
That's not my problem. You don't have to do that.
On other people's gifts, other people's flights, hotels, everything. Mm. Dresses for every wedding.
I will say if you bought a flight, you barely have to buy a gift.
Okay.
If you bought a flight and you have your passport on you.
No way.
No chance you're getting anything from me. Especially if you have to be there for multiple days.
Yeah.
I can't be wrong on this.
No. So you're describing like people will want you to fly to Italy. And then when they get home, there's just boxes waiting for them. Like from all the gifts. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I also felt this was crazy. I think international destination weddings are crazy in general.
But what about this?
Okay.
If she doesn't go.
In the past, I have done, I couldn't come, so I'll give you a gift. And that feels...
That's the... If you don't want to drop $4,000 on flights and hotels...
And let me tell you, I can't drop $4,000 on anything.
Right.
So.
Well, because you're having a really expensive wedding in Estes Park.
But not for other people. We're providing 2 nights of fun.
Okay.
And...
I don't know the real answer on this. That's wild.
Yeah.
But I am 100% with Hack. Like, you buy the present.
Mm-hmm. What is your stance on that?
Yeah, with the bowls or whatever.
No, I've only done the ship.
Yeah, okay.
And why would I put Amazon to wrap it? Have you seen how Amazon wraps crap?
It just isn't a box.
It's also usually not Amazon, but.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird. So is there not a card box either at weddings anymore?
Those I've still seen.
There is. Frankly, I guess I'll do one, but I wasn't planning to.
You have to have that.
Okay, we will do a card box.
Because that is the thing that is most stolen at weddings. I've been to several weddings where someone just walks in. When everyone goes up front, that fancy little taffeta ridden thing, somebody just walks in the back of the church and goes, ink, and walks out with
Well, first
hundreds.
Of all, I'm not getting married in a church.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
There's no way I'd be
Satan
allowed to.
Satan himself would have to be there.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast,
friendly, clean.